Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, May 28th. It's 14 degrees outside and feels like 11. It's actually later in the day, almost the end of the day. The working day, the 9 to 5 working day, if that's your thing for me, which I don't usually record at. But I just finished recording an episode of Lost in Lemon with my brother-in-law, Chris, entitled Pogo Sticks, which you can go listen to. goodstuff.fm/LL/84. And was just thinking, I really like podcasting and I should do it more. What could I do? And then I realized I hadn't recorded Dailyish for a couple of days. And so here I am. Although I don't have a real topic other than just the idea of fighting off the dumb voices in my head that really tend to just like, I don't know, plague me, feels overly dramatic. Anytime I try and voice these kind of things on a podcast form, I usually end up deleting it because it just feels overly dramatic and woe is me kind of stuff. And so, but definitely sometimes giving voice to these things helps me, identify them as being dumb and overly dramatic and not real. Whereas when I keep them in my brain, they just get louder, stronger, faster, Kanye Wester. And so then I believe them or fall under their control which again, this all sounds very dramatic, but the sort of voices, the demons, as it were, for me is the ideas of being, the thoughts of being not good at what I'm doing, or that what I've done is garbage and crap and throw it out. Who's going to pay you for that? And then even when somebody does pay me for some work, it's like, well, whatever you're going to do is going to be crap. You know, like a bit of the imposter syndrome kind of idea stuff. But, and at times, and this week especially, it's been really hard to just sort of shake my brain out of that. Usually like getting a couple of good nights sleep has helped. And I've had a cold but I've been sleeping pretty well, but still tired, you know, and your body's just worn down. Doing different, like getting outside, playing with the kids, going for a bike ride, watching some funny shows, reading some good books, you know, stuff. It's not like, in general life is like bearing me down or bringing me down or whatever. But yeah, just, I don't know, work stuff especially. And maybe with the podcasting stuff that we're doing, I've talked about reorganization stuff behind the scenes, structural stuff that's not very exciting or sexy for anybody to look at, but is going to hopefully make life a little easier for Kyle and myself going forward with good stuff. And so it's not like the fun part of it, which is the creating podcasts. And so that's, it's kind of been a bit, it's been an interesting challenge, but it's not like it's, if I spend too much time doing it, it sucks away from any time I would have, obviously, for actually money generating, paying the bills kind of work that I would do. So I feel a little guilty if I'm doing too much of that, even though I do enjoy it, and will hopefully be able to build this thing into a place that, like I said, is easy to create podcasts, and we can move forward with a bit of a new platform, etc. Anyways, voices, dumb voices. Which even as I record this, I used to record, I don't know, 5-10 episodes or five. I'd record a whole bunch of things and then just delete them because it was like, oh, this is garbage. What am I doing? And even now, as I say that and recording this, I'm thinking that. But I'm 99 episodes into this thing, and I've sort of gotten used to the idea that sometimes it's going to be just off the top of my brain discussion topics. Sometimes, like last time, it'll be a little bit more prepared thoughts on a certain thing. And you'll either stick around or you won't, and I'm okay with that, because that's what this Dailyish thing is supposed to be. So sometimes the verbal diarrhea of just like talking gets my brain unstuck, and so that's what this episode's a little bit about, that idea. It still doesn't help there's projects that I'm working on, and the clients I'm working on them with may listen to this, and so be it, but there's projects that I'm working on where the stuff, it's not like a very concrete this step, then this step, then this step. There's a lot of ambiguity, which is a bit self-inflicted, but also necessary just because of the type of projects there. That's often how I find any creative stuff is, where it's not just like you're building a house and you follow the rules and the sort of patterns that you do each time. Each project is different. Each creative endeavor has a little bit different flow and structure to it. And so, which if I would give myself the time to put together some systems, better systems for these kind of projects, because I'm doing similar projects over and over, but it's, again, it's not even the same thing over and over again. So it's tough to, put those kind of systems in place, because there's a lot of variables and a lot of different ways that a project goes from start to finish. What I should do, maybe, as I talk this through, is just narrow down, say no to stuff more often, which feels very hard to do when money's tight. But sometimes taking on a project that, and I don't think I'm saying this about any of the projects I'm working on right now, but that would be bad if somebody was listening and I was like talking about how I want to ditch their project. I don't, that's not anything that I'm working on right now that's that way. But certainly I could, you know, narrow my focus on what the kind of work I would do for somebody. And that would help obviously eliminate some of those things. And then I'd potentially have a better systems in place that would allow me to do those kinds, whatever that project specific niche or whatever focus is, I would do those really well, potentially gain more clients because of that, not taking on stuff that I don't do as well or don't have the focus for. So anybody want to hire somebody who wants to podcast and play on their phone for a while? Is that a job? I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Friday morning meetings stuff. I have a special guest tomorrow. Christopher Schmidt's going to come on and we're going to chat about U2 stuff. U2's on tour right now. I'm a U2 fan, if you don't know that already. We'll have a good chat about concerts, past and present, and what's been going on, what we think of the new U2 tour. Neither of us have been yet. And so that's something to look forward to tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.